Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we were taught that we help spread the gospel through the whole world when we give to missions. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I'm reminded of Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The apostles had suffered much in order to share the gospel with these people. Yet there has never been a mother who had more joy of her children than this missionary team had of these people they had led to Christ. Notice verses 19 and 20. For what is our, the word our indicates more than one. It's talking about the missionary team. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. Yes, these people were a crown of rejoicing for the mission team. They had brought them to Christ. By the way, your church gives to faith, promised missions, or gives to good missionaries, fundamental teaching the Bible, then you're a part of that, and you're a part of the team, and the missionary can say, our joy with you. And so we find out they labored as a slave labors to get to them the saving gospel. And they nourished them as a nursing mother to bring them up or disciple them in Christ. 1 Corinthians 4:15 says, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. A lot of people want to be Sunday school teachers and teach Bible, but few of them go out and witness and try to bring the lost to Christ. You must birth them before you rear them. And so be a witness for Jesus Christ. In John 16, verses 20 through 22, Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament. But the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Ye now, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no man taketh from you. Ah, you see there again. Yes, in this life, you may suffer persecution, but in heaven there will be great joy, and a joy that no man will take away. Now, this is an example of dedicated Christian heroes. This kind of Christianity, my friend, is not for wimps. I was in the mall some time ago, and a young person walked by. Now, I'm not trying to cut them down, but to this day, I don't know if the young person was a male or a female. But they had a shirt on that on the back of it, it had this testimony, evidently, of their belief. It said, real men wear dresses. Well, they didn't have a dress on. Now, as I said, the hair was kind of long. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but it said, real men wear dresses. Well, just because it was printed on a shirt doesn't make it so. I was in a mall another time where somebody had on the back of their shirt, Elvis is dead. Deal with it. Well, those are crazy little sayings that we see and little bumper stickers and other things that we see along the line. There's actually only one place that you can read something in writing and it makes it absolutely true. And that is the Word of God. I was in a speech class, and in this particular type of a speech class, we had to have a dictionary in which we would enunciate words each time we come in. And we were given an assignment, and we'd come back in the next time that we had class, and we would go through and enunciate those words. Now, that particular day, I was trying to enunciate a word that I had looked it up in the dictionary and got the correct enunciation, and I said it, and the teacher said, "You're wrong." I said, "No, ma'am, I'm not wrong. That's right. I checked it out." And I had my dictionary there, and I took my dictionary up, and I showed it to her. And for a moment, there was a look of shock on her face. She said, "You're right." But then she closed my dictionary, and it said, "The American Collegiate Dictionary," which was a big, thick dictionary. She opened her Webster's Dictionary, and in her Webster's Dictionary, it had the way that she enunciated it. In other words, here were two authoritative dictionaries that disagreed on the enunciation of the same word. So you see, I can't even believe what I read in a dictionary, but I can always believe what I read in the Word of God. Now, as in the case in the mall, it's not what one wears that proves their manhood or their character. It is what they do. The ones in our text are true heavenly heroes. Now, this tells us that a true hero is gentle and endures, all to ensure the life of the babe. We're reminded of Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. He who made us in his image took on our image. The Son of God became the son of men, that sons of men might become the sons of God." And he goes on to say, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Just not death, but a very cruel, painful death. This was a real man, because he had the power to come off that cross. He had the power to call 12 legions of angels and to destroy them all. He had the power through his spoken word to destroy them. Now, this missionary team had the love, tenderness, and devotion of a mother for her baby. Because these people in Thessalonica were the babes they had begotten through the gospel. Not only is the heart of a heavenly hero gentle, but secondly, we see it is giving. A mother would impart her own soul for the life of her child. Now, is it not interesting that verses 1 through 6 show the travail that they went through to get the gospel to these people? But verses 7 through 9 show the love. It's what helped them to endure the travail. Real love is giving. Real love never counts the cost. I know it's an old story. They've made songs out of it. They've printed pretty little papers with all types of neat writing on it and decorative writing. They've really made it look nice, but the story of the little boy who puts a bill on his mother's table for his services rendered, for things like taking out the garbage and making his bed, And then the mother listed all the things that she did for him and then added, paid in full by love. Now, I don't know if that's a true story or not. It may be. Could have happened. But I can imagine this, how little that child felt after reading something like that. How will you feel at the judgment seat of Christ if you're saved, if you refuse to serve Him, and you do not give of your time, of your money, and of your effort, even to the point of fatigue? If you don't, my friend, let me warn you right now, do not expect to be honored at the judgment seat of Christ. Be expected to be one of those saved so as by fire. Now he says, by the Holy Spirit, verse 8, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted to you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. They were dear unto them. Again, they did this because they loved these people. Being affectionately desirous. That phrase actually is one compound word in the Greek. It has a very rare depth of meaning. It refers to the fondness of a mother's love, a mother yearning over her baby. It signifies deep affection. It's an affection, a yearning, known on earth perhaps only by a mother. And they were willing to hazard their life on behalf of the believers. They would go to the limit, except that their love for Christ was such they would not compromise the gospel. They would not compromise holiness. They would not compromise the righteousness of God in order to win them. And then after winning them, to nourish them in Christ. There was no compromise. It always had to be God's will, God's way. Now, this is the only way a true minister, that is, any person who wants to be used of God, who wants to serve God in a manner that is pleasing and acceptable unto Him. This is the only way a true minister can impart the gospel. It's giving your own heart and soul with the gospel that you proclaim. Giving the gospel in the right spirit is to follow the example of Christ, as we read earlier in Philippians 2, 6 through 8. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.